Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from Las Vegas, Sports Talk, Hot Takes, and all of the bangers. Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers.
Heidi ho, camper Joes and Jills, or whatever you like to call yourselves. We genuinely do not care. We only really care that you have showed up to spend some time with us today. It is Monday, May 2nd, near 2022. And last time I checked, my name is Lindsey Brown. And my co-host is here, but he's not looking directly at me because we're testing some new equipment because he's got things to do and places to be. But his name still is
Adrian Hernandez. Lindsey, I'm there in spirit across the hallway, technically.
Yeah, it was really funny 2 minutes ago when you came down the line and said, Lindsey, can you hear me? And I was like, yep, can totally hear you. And you couldn't hear me, though.
Yeah, but thankfully that problem, now that we're on air, is situated, and that's why we do the things that we do.
Yeah, live from the phone booth that you're in right now.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of lonely. I do have one window that I'm looking at, a picture of Michael Jordan, which is just disgusting, but I did bring Grogu with me, and he's going to travel with me this week.
What's your issue with Michael Jordan? What's the problem?
Oh, we don't have to talk about how LeBron's better than him right now. That's not how we're starting the week.
No, we're not starting the week like that.
Lindsey's
that
like,
is not
every
the
time.
Body to dig up right now. You always just like, we gotta poop on Kevin Durant, and we gotta bring up that LeBron's better than MJ. I just, no thanks. That's just like not on my list of things to do for the rest of my year. That's my New Year's resolution. I typically don't believe in them. This is the one that I believe in.
I like it.
Do you have a good weekend, though?
Yes. I feel like I am recovered from the draft, especially my legs. We talked about it last week. A lot of walking.
What, the pilgrimage that we took on Thursday?
Yes, I know more about the strip in that one weekend than the 3 years of living here. But no, it was good on Saturday not to be worried about sports because it was strange. Well, there was the draft. Like, the draft was ending, but there was no NBA playoffs. Like, no. The NHL playoffs are kicking off now. Baseball, but like baseball, unless it's the Dodgers.
Nobody believes that baseball is a real thing right now.
Yeah, so it felt kind of good to, like, relax. And then yesterday, there was two NBA playoff games, but they were early. So it was like, oh, snap, the sports world is kind of relaxing because Vegas done did its thing with the draft.
Yeah, they knew we were all hungover, or at least just indisposed. We have a different label for those of us that don't want to be honest with ourselves. But we are trying to make an effort to do that for you, as well as our own personal gains. Plenty to get into in today's program. It is going to be a hockey-heavy program because, as Adrian mentioned, as the hockey expert on said Playmaker show, the NHL playoffs are starting today, and I have notes that Adrian has given me, you know, to run through.
Of course.
We're gonna have two segments dedicated to that. We'll just basically be covering the matchups that are happening tonight. We have the Canes versus the Bruins first, and then we have Leafs versus Lightning, Wild versus Blues, and Oilers versus Kings. We'll have a little bit of a look into each one of those matchups for you today. We have some house cleaning in terms of getting everyone up to speed on what our week is going to look like this week. Because last week, you know, we were down at the draft Thursday, Friday. We got to make sure everybody knows where to find us and in what, you know, iteration they're going to find us. As we mentioned just a few minutes ago, Adrian is live from a phone booth, and he's going to be going live on the road this week. And so we are going to be not like a lesser program, but let's just say we're a leaner program, right? We got to make sure we don't bring everything on the wagon, because if we attempt to ford the river and it tips over, we're all screwed.
No, 100%. Like, I have to
go to LA. I watch
1883.
I know what happens.
Exactly. I love phone booths. Phone booth, by the way, underrated movie with Colin Farrell. But anyway, yeah, we're going to be testing some stuff out. You don't remember? Do you remember that movie?
No, I don't think I've ever seen it. Is it Colin Farrell or Colin Firth?
No. Colin Farrell, and then so it, he's basically in the phone booth in New York Times Square. And then what's the dude from 24 that played Jack?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, so he's the guy on the phone, like making them do stuff.
He's always on the phone. We just need, if we need to have somebody talk very urgently into a flip cell phone, we definitely call Kiefer.
No, 100%. I wasn't that big of a fan of 24, though. On Fox.
It was good for a couple of seasons. Like it was good for like the algorithm it provided in terms of like, this is how the show is built out. This is what to expect. And it's, you know, 1 hour per day. It was kind of transcendental at the time, but then it gets old.
No, 100%. I was more Prison Break. That's
everybody
that
swears by that show. And I forget the lead actor's name, but he just kind of freaks me out. He doesn't look like he blinks enough.
No, everybody's like, yeah, that guy from Prison Break.
Yeah.
What's his... Oh, same with what's the show that was on USA that the dude was like an action? No, not Suits. He was like an action dude guy.
The action dude guy from USA.
USA, and
you know, right after SVU comes on.
Yeah, I forgot. Terrible.
Yeah, clearly they have made imprinted on our lives that cannot be erased. I'll attempt to erase the playoff series that was between the Minnesota Timberwolves and Memphis Grizzlies. How quickly the world has moved on, I have not, but they're already down 1-0 to the Golden State Warriors. Adrian will catch us up on the NBA and all that other stuff to kick off our second hour. Again, as I mentioned, we're going to be doing two separate NHL segments today. We're going to do Eastern Conference first for the time difference, and then Western Conference in the second half if you're a little bit more of a Minnesota Wild fan or an LA Kings fan, which I'm sure there are thousands in this town, because we are in completely new waters here as the offseason has started earlier than it ever has before. And to wrap everything up, make sure that we get everybody set on their way to the abyss that is their lives, we have our weekend wrap up to close out the show. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Adrian?
No, it does. And by the way, the show was Burnt Notice. And then I just realized...
I watched that for like one season. Burnt Notice.
It definitely had its era. And
is
then,
it
as
Piper
you said,
Shaw in that show?
I don't know. The only Kuiper on my mind
no,
was
Piper,
was
not
Mel.
Kuiper. You love Mel.
Oh,
God.
See,
those
exactly.
glasses just do it for you. Those,
honestly,
those spectacles.
Even from home, even remotely.
Mel, tell me about the squats again.
Yeah, exactly. Burnout.
What a weird like world we're in. Cause like it still doesn't feel like the draft was like technically here, but it totally was, and it was here in a blink of an eye. Do you have access to like the can opener button, or am I just supposed to beatbox this?
I got the buttons.
All right, loosen them up, baby. Am I supposed to hear them?
You have got to be kidding me.
It's time for the can opener. Can opener. All right, and it's open. We have to talk about one of the most untold stories of this draft, because if you didn't think that the playmakers were an influential bunch, guys, here is the tape. Here are the receipts. Here's the reason why. Because the first day we went down there to broadcast, because we were down there Thursday, Friday, live from Caesars Forum, which we are no longer, we went out into like the NFL experience area where the stage was, you know, the stage that wasn't in the middle of the Bellagio fountains. And we were just kind of walking around. I was like, holy crap, look at all these Vikings fans. There's so many of us. I'm like, clearly we're trying to escape the winter. But we picked this one random dude out of everybody in this. It's not a crowd at that point, but there was just, you know, kind of everyone doing the same thing we were, just kind of taking it all in, trying to get a picture before it gets packed. And we have like a full-blown interview with this guy, but the wind was not cooperative, and so it sounds like junk. But was his name Adam?
Yeah, so the Minnesota Vikings official Twitter account tweeted out the actual pick that he made. His name's Adam.
No, you're giving
Love.
Away the story! We're not yet!
Oh, spoiler alert! Adam Lawther was his name, as you asked.
Oh, my God.
I love the talk, Lindsay.
All right,
I'm sorry.
So, you tell the rest of the story since you're so keen.
So, we talked to this gentleman who we didn't know that was from Europe or had an accent. He was just
super
one of the thousands. Yeah, one of the thousands of Vikings fans, honestly. Like, not even trying to. There was a lot of them. You guys were in there and made your presence known.
Hell
so we
yeah.
just wanted to talk to this guy. And I just wanted to be like, oh, my God, this is cute. A Vikings interaction. Lindsay, let's go talk to this dude. So we ask him a question. Out comes this accent. My man's from Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he love the Vikings? Because he hit the random team selector on
Madden. No. I mean, like, he definitely mentioned that Madden was a huge part of his, like, immersion into the NFL. Because it's obviously not like, the most natural of fandoms to join overseas. But I mentioned to him as we were kind of talking, like, well, I know that there's actually a pretty large European contingency of fandom for the Vikings. And I'm like, especially like in Germany and stuff, because the Minnesota Vikings are called the Vikings because there's such a huge Scandinavian, you know, presence in the area. I am a proud member of said Scandinavia, or at least we used to be. And we hail from the former area that is now not known as Scandinavia. Just all these other countries and what have you. So it's named after them in a lot of ways. So there's a strong connection there. And what was the question that we were putting him through, like the Chamber of Chaos? I asked him like two or three questions. I was like, if there was one piece of advice that you could give your 10-year-old self, what would it be? And he said, don't be a Vikings fan. And he quickly went back. I'm like, no, that's so spot on. It's so true, because it's a sickness and you should absolutely avoid it. You should absolutely take the vaccine away from the Minnesota Vikings sickness, because it is not worth it, people. It's not worth it.
And then we had more moments in that conversation, because this dude loves Madden.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
so you guys were BFFs instantaneously.
Yeah, but you know, he was with his friends and stuff, so we let him be. And you know, the weekend continued.
We didn't talk to his friends. Was that bad?
Yeah, we just talked to him. They could have had even cooler accents. Honestly,
true.
We missed out.
Facts.
But so the weekend continues, and on Saturday, the final day of the draft, I decided to bring in my coworker, aka my son.
You went back to the draft. You didn't have enough.
Yeah, I wanted my son to do the 40-yard dash and kind of immerse himself
in.
It
was cute.
Because it was like Disneyland for the NFL. It honestly was. So I brought my son, and we're getting ready to leave. And of course, I'm a sucker. I bought one of those commemorative footballs with the draft logo and everything.
How much was it?
It was. I bought the smaller one, the mini one, which was only $28.99.
Oh.
Yo, Lindsay, the full-sized one was $52.
You have to do a show and a half to work that bad boy off. My God!
This entire week, Lindsay. And there's something on the shop that we'll get to before here in a few. But I'm buying the football.
They swindled you, my friend.
That wasn't
you
a swindle.
Fell
it was
for
a
absolutely. It's a mini football with like a little bit different of a spray paint on it, my man. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That my son then threw in the sink as soon as we got home. That's another conversation.
I haven't met Sire formally, but I feel like he and I share a lot of things. I don't feel like he has a lot of time for sentimental objects that don't mean much to him.
No, he didn't. But so I bought the football, and I'm putting it on the stroller, and we're getting ready to leave. It was the final thing I did. And then the Vikings are picking. So just because the selection was being made, I look up at the monitor.
Yep.
And our guy is on stage.
So you're saying
introducing
that the Minnesota Vikings somehow, some way, saw us talking to him, and they said, you know what? If the playmakers are in with this guy, clearly he's someone we need to associate with. So let's send him up to make the pick at the draft.
Well, Lindsay, if it's not that, you tell me what it is.
Dude, I'm like, just saying, one of the people back home who like is involved with the Vikings liked my tweet about it. So maybe in some weird brain connection, we did influence that. We are influencers.
No, 100%. Plus, I went down this weird rabbit hole. Like, UK Vikings fan, the Twitter account, is
God.
Verified. Lindsay,
they're
it's
verified, but we can't get verified.
Yo, they're deep.
I think
they're
verification's probably
deep.
A bad idea, though. I think that's when the real bullying starts.
Yeah, and like I said, so according to Mick Akers and Roger Goodell, and Mick Akers of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, there were over 300,000 fans that went to the draft this weekend, and your Vikings were probably at least 20% of those 300,000, honestly. And it was real cool to be like, yeah, this man made the stage from talking to us. Look at him go big.
And we couldn't even get the audio to be able to share it with people. But you know what? That's just the way it goes. It will forever be a memory. We have multiple pictures with them. I think just of all of the people, of all the coincidences to happen, when you texted me that you were, first of all, back down there, and second of all, seeing what was happening live, because guess what? I wasn't watching the draft at that point. I tuned out. I was done.
No, honestly, I can't blame you. I'm glad I saw that dude again. And,
yeah.
You know, I will say, honestly, the one thing that I was surprised is, first and foremost, the commission for Las Vegas talked, and only one person jumped into the Bellagio fountains over the weekend.
Really?
So we were well behaved. Yeah, just one, and not that many people getting arrested. There were actually more people getting hurt from running the 40-yard dash drunk.
Yeah.
But it was how much of a family experience like it truly honestly was. If you wanted to go on to the stage area, and on Saturday, I know that the first 2 days were kind of for season ticket holders and people who were flying out. Saturday it was kind of more if you can get in there, like a music festival, right? There wasn't reserved, so you could get in there. They were handing out Super Bowl tickets, helmets. Like, they were giving away a lot of things. And then, like, Piff the Magic Dragon and the use of all these Las Vegas shows and things that are around the city and the strip. But then walking past all of that and the 40-yard dash and to do the vertical and to kick the football and the quarterback throwing games and all this different stuff. Like, there were so many kids. I saw a lot of the Pee Wee football teams that were there together as a unit with their families.
Well, they had a game this weekend, so they couldn't be drinking. We know that. Yeah, you can't be drinking on a game weekend.
Right, and I will say one thing. So inside one of the sections, and I forget the exact name, but when you walk in there, you can kind of see they have all 32 teams' as helmets, like, all bedazzled out. But then they got, like, the AFC and the NFC Conference Championships, the Walter Payton Trophy, and then there's 32 different lockers of, like, top players for each team. My son had a reaction for two teams. He saw the Browns, and he saw Nick Chubb, and he was like, "Dad, that's the best running back in the league.
That's
I'm so glad we're fans
of him. That's force-fed. We all know this."
And then, and he said that specifically verbatim.
Absolutely.
And then he saw the Vikings and Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
And Lindsay, I didn't tell him to do this.
Yes.
But he, like, pointed, and he's like, purple.
Yes.
So I'm just saying.
You and I are best friends, and we don't even know yet.
Oh, and another thing that was super dope, they had all the Super Bowl rings, but, like,
When did size really start mattering? What year was it? Do you think you saw the biggest increase?
Honestly, after, like, Super Bowl 10.
Yeah.
You could definitely be like, yeah, this was bought somewhere at the
Yeah,
at
somebody
the,
started sponsoring
Claire's.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the 1966 Claire's.
We only pierce your ears with the ones that make your ears green.
Yeah, but they had this, like, cool magnifying glass so you could see, like, every diamond, and, like, it was top-notch, and it was cool, too, to, like, Gronk, halfway through, I saw him, like, spiking Subway sandwiches. I know that later on, Denzel Perryman and Darren Waller, like, a lot of the Raiders made their presence felt. Tony Gonzalez was hanging out with
He was hammered at one point.
Yeah, and then they even had, like, the Blue Man Group.
Yep. You had a picture of the Blue Man Group with Sire. That's sick.
My son was so scared.
Oh, I bet. Those things don't even move their mouths. I've seen them, like, up close. I have a picture with one of them at, like, a Golden Knights premiere game or something like that. I don't even know.
Yeah. He was like, what the hell? But I guess they, for day three, they were behind Rich Eisen, and Rich Eisen didn't know on NFL Network. And they, like,
surprised them,
and they celebrated on stage, and then from there they went to the NFL Experience, and they were just walking around,
just chilling,
taking pictures with all the kids, specifically the kids. Like, they weren't too keen on some of the adults, but it was very cool. Like, it felt very Las Vegas. It felt very family friendly,
very subdued. And maybe it's all that weed smoking we were talking to El Paso people about. They're like, we cannot believe how much it stinks down here. I'm like, well, I think that there's probably a little bit of an indulgence thing because you're in Las Vegas. And then my hypothesis is that I think a lot of young people just choose to do that rather than drink because it's cheaper and you can't die. And so it's a great alternative.
Nothing but vibes. Will I do it at Disney? We'll have to see.
Facts.
The one thing I do want to say, and you were bringing up the football and how much it costs. From what I know, and I don't know if there's much left because there probably isn't because it's such a good deal, but all these team shops that they put up at all the Caesars properties, like, I know the one at the Caesars Forum is the biggest one, but at all these team shops, all the NFL gear and trinkets are, like, half off. So if
what
you have
the
time,
hell? I'd be mad if I paid full price for that 2 days ago.
Lindsay, it's the greatest finesse, like, working at Lids, the amount of, like, super – you know how they sell the T-shirts with, like, both teams and all that?
Yeah.
The hour the game's over, that stuff is 80% off. Like, all of it, the shot glasses, the flags, all of it. So if
NFL
you can make your way down there.
Draft specific shot glasses?
They had shot glasses. They had, like, diamond, like a medal, a medallion. They had flags, the polo, the T-shirts.
They had everything.
Like, yeah, a lot of it. So it's half off if you can get your hands on it. Mm. And then the one item that was going crazy that, once again, friend of the show, Mick Akers, talked about is – those foam huge chains that had the oversized team logos. So by day two, midway through, so Friday afternoon, They had sold between 8,000 to 10,000 of those. Lindsay?
Yeah.
Those things cost $2 to make. They sold them for $40 a piece.
Oh, my God.
I care to say by Saturday night.
I need a 3D printer, man. One of these investments. Everybody's buying property. I say buy a 3D printer. Just think of how many little, like, birthday party favors you could make.
No, 100%. So you do the math, 40 at 10,000.
No,
or,
don't ask
or
me
six,
to do math.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of money that they made. So them foam medallions were going crazy. The only thing I regret not doing was going on the high roller Thursday or Friday night to just see the crowd.
That would have been so expensive, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they probably jacked up the price as well. At least we have the tram, right?
Surge pricing. Exactly. At least we have the tram.
No, the tram view was sick.
Oh, it was absolutely sick. And I'm glad that we like got that basically all figured out, too, because we know that there's going to be more big events down at the Strip and that they're probably going to be around the same areas because we just know what works and we stick to the formula that does. And that's why there's really no reason why anybody would have a party or draft or anything any place other than Las Vegas. So happy that we could be a part of that, that we were allowed to broadcast live down from Caesars Forum along with a bunch of other our new close and personal friends. But it's time to move on from football, at least for one segment, because there is some news-related items that we did not get to in this particular conversation. But hockey is just a few minutes away. Let's get those previews in, at least for the Canes versus Bruins and Leafs and Lightning. NHL playoff discussion on the other side of the break, 1140 The Bet.
Adrian Hernandez and Lindsey Brown, the Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
I know everybody is expecting Kid Cudi to come on right now because it is a Monday here on the Playmakers. And on Mondays, it is Mez Cudi Mondays. But because we're trying to figure some stuff out, you might hear a little bit more of an eclectic mix in the musical area. So I guess we'll just have to do maybe two Mez Cudi Mondays next week. Adrian, does it seem like a fair compromise?
That seems like a great trade, and you know, we'll keep the Mescudi spirit alive in spirit, you know?
Just vibes. That's all we're looking for, and many a team are hoping to capture their best version of said vibe as the Stanley Cup playoffs are set to kick off here in just a few minutes. I believe all the first round games are on ESPN or ESPN Plus, which is a huge deal, part of that major TV partnership that is still brand new this season. But it's also the first postseason that the Golden Knights are not participating in. And so I'm sure there's a lot of fans in this particular community that maybe have tapped out. And, like, that's totally fine, totally get it in a lot of ways. Maybe that some separation from said trauma is a good thing. But I actually really like the playoffs when we're talking about everybody else. Like, this is where I feel like I am meant to truly shine because it's one thing to focus on one team and all the ins and outs of it, but it's another to kind of see – you know, the whole story from a bird's eye view or from the long view. And that's what I do best, Adrian. That's what
Lindsay,
you do best.
Lindsay, you can hear it in your spirit in these last 15 seconds of what you just said. Like, it's like happiness with hockey.
Wait, it can exist? What happened to us? Well, it's been a tough year. But it is a whole new season now that we are in the postseason. And let's get started with some of these matchups and some of the previews, at least some notes that I've taken over the course of the season, because the first group up, or at least the first matchup up, is the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Boston Bruins. And because those Eastern Conference teams, we only see them twice a year, one at our barn and another one at theirs. I don't have nearly as expansive as them, but still, I've watched a lot of hockey on the old ESPN Plus and other platforms this year, and so I know that you have some questions for me, Adrian, so let me just kind of hear those and see what you're thinking, and then I'll go from there.
All right, we'll start off with The Athletic, who they did an anonymous GM survey to kind of put the 16 playoff teams in five different tiers. So with the Carolina Hurricanes, they had them at tier one. Do you agree with that?
I kind of do. I do because they have experience over the last few seasons of making deep runs into the playoffs. Now, it hasn't been to, like, the Eastern Conference Finals like it was 3 years ago. That was very much, like, a surprise for the group. But they won the Jennings Trophy this year for best goaltending tandem, or at least the fewest goals surrendered. Now, it's a little bit more of a fluid situation right now because Freddie Anderson has been hurt. Antti Raanta will be making the start tonight. But there's also, like, this 22-year-old Russian kid who they had to kind of bring along towards the end of the season who was lights out for them. And so if either Ronta, or if he's unable to go, or if there's an injury problem, I'm sure they're going to end up going to that young netminder. But this is a team that knows how to play playoff hockey, plays with the same spirit of their head coach, Rod Brind'Amour. They're one of the best forechecking teams in the league. They're one of the most suffocating teams to that effect. And they have a great special teams. And so they're very much built for a deep run. But for some reason, I don't feel like they've fired on all of the cylinders during the regular season. And their goaltending fluidity makes me kind of nervous. So I'm like, tier one at best. But right now, just based off what we're seeing, maybe a little bit of tier two-ish. But that's just me.
Oh, so bottom tier one. All right.
Not a bottom tier. How many tiers are there?
Well, no, I mean, well, there's five tiers, but I'm saying in terms of the tier one, and they had four different teams in tier one. So just to put it in perspective here, give me one second.
Where they got the Bruins? What tier they got the Bruins in?
Hold on. So tier one is Colorado, the Panthers, the Hurricanes, and the Lightning. That is pretty much it. Now for the Boston Bruins. I'm scrolling, Lindsay, which is not a good thing for them.
No, I can just tell you about Boston if you can't quite find it, because I don't really care what they
are.
They are the
last team in tier three.
All the disrespect the Bostonians are feeling. Nobody likes the draft that the Patriots turned in, and nobody likes the Bruins' chances apparently against the Carolina Hurricanes. Even though the Boston Bruins have ruined the Carolina Hurricanes playoff runs the last two seasons, so there's definitely some like actual tangible dislike going through the veins. The Bruins are great at getting shots through to the net. They're one of the most prolific scoring offenses off the rebound, or at least at points during the regular season. I think around the time they played the Golden Knights here, 25% of their offense was made up off of rebound shots. But that has changed a lot due to Bruce Cassidy, who's their head coach, diversifying and breaking up that perfect line. It was always running with the Bergeron, the Marchand, and the David Pastrnak. We know that line can score. We know that it stirs the drink, but what about the rest of the roster? It wasn't reaching its full potential. So what he did is he broke that up. He stuck Jake DeBrusk, who asked for a trade midseason, and put him on the top line with Brad Marchand and Patrice Bergeron, and then put David Pastrnak with Taylor Hall and Eric Halla, who we're very familiar with here in Las Vegas. And Carolina is very familiar with this. He spent some time on their roster as well. And they've seen just a different type of look from this team. They're a squad that is reliant on their defense's ability to create, and they have a pretty good goaltending tandem. I have some specific notes about Linus Ullmark, who we will be seeing in between the pipes tonight. They have Jeremy Swayman and Linus is the guy who they signed in the offseason from the Buffalo Sabres to be their starting netminder. Guess what number he wears, Adrian? 35. Good answer, Adrian.
35?
Yeah,
35?
It was. You want to keep that mic on, my friend. But Linus, he's one of those goalies that's really long down low. He can reach across, but he's more of a flopper than an exploder in terms of his movement. So he's going to be able to drive down those knees into the ice rather than exploding to that back door. He has low hands, which leaves him susceptible to pucks up high with the right gap. You know, I talk about like those soft areas in front of the net and having the right gap, the right amount of space to have some clearance to make it over the netminder. He can absolutely get scored on that way if those pucks are making, or at least those rebounds are making their way out into the slot. And if you get him challenged and push him back for the angle, he really struggles with his gap control. And so go at the rotation, feed the flanks, and leave soft space around the post. Exactly what you had down for the Boston Bruins, right, Adrian?
No, 100%. And one question I do want to ask you in terms of the series is Frederik Andersen's status for the first round is unknown.
He's not playing. I said at the top we're starting Antti Raanta. He's not available at the moment, but I expect him to be available for the series at some point.
So is this going to be a Joel Embiid type effect on this series, at least in the early part when he's not on the ice?
I mean, it could. He's one of the best netminders that's played all season long, but it's tough because he's missed some time here down the stretch, and it's hard to ask him to re-implement midstream with the rest of this team, let alone in a playoff series. I think it really depends on how Raanta plays. He's a very athletic netminder. He shows flashes of brilliance, at least he did when he was down with the Arizona Coyotes, but his thing has always been injury problems as well. And so if you just get some confidence, make a couple saves that you're not supposed to, they can absolutely ride him all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, they won their only cup on a rookie netminder in Cam Ward, and that was, what, 2004? No, that's Lightning. 05 sounds better. Well, either way, let's move on to our other matchup here, the one that probably – everybody has their eyes on, but nobody really cares about. And that's the Leafs and the Lightning series. Adrian, any questions off the top of your head before?
No, 100%. Yeah, 100%. First and foremost, because you know I'm representing the Florida Panthers, but I need to know, when it comes to these Lightning, are they the best team in the state of Florida?
I mean, not right now, they're not, but they're certainly the proof is in their pudding in terms of the long-term success. They're a two-time defending Stanley Cup champion, and that's why it's hilarious to me that they're going to be facing off against the Maple Leafs, who've had their like best season, or at least one of their best seasons ever. This is your reward, and we know about all of the baggage that comes with the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs. Mitch Marner has gone 18 straight games without scoring a goal. They got absolutely embarrassed last year, but we know that a lot of that had to do with the fact that John Tavares took a knee to the head. Corey Perry's knee to the head and was knocked out. It was one of the scariest injuries I've ever seen play out on the ice. And that absolutely impacted this roster last year. It absolutely sucked all of the air out of the sails. And so I would expect a lot more emotional of a team here from the Toronto Maple Leafs, that they have, you know, everybody at full strength. I won't expect William Nylander to be the only guy scoring goals for this team, but so much of the Leafs' success rides on Jack Campbell's ability to play goalie in his best form. And this is a guy that is very, very unconventional, Adrian. He is not someone that I would necessarily say to young netminder person, hey, watch this guy to see how he does things, because he is so, so technique-driven. He is not that. He is a full, fluid netminder who just tries to get any sort of piece of equipment that he can. But with that comes a different spirit, comes a different level of fighting and almost like belief in yourself, as long as you're stopping those pucks. I mean, he went toe-to-toe with Carey Price last year in that Montreal series in which they got swept from. It wasn't his fault, but if you look at the goals that were given up, even though they're not the best goals, like, you have to realize how much that he has to go through just to be able to get to that moment. And for him to falter, he's been chewing on that all year. I know he's had a tough second half after making the All-Star, but he's a guy that knows how to push the right buttons on this team and is certainly going to be playing with a lot of pressure. I like the Lightning in this series. I like it not just because of all their experience in terms of winning the Cup the last couple of years, but even though they've hemorrhaged a lot of their talent due to the expansion draft, they're still excellent on the penalty kill. They're still the heaviest team in the NHL. They're still reliant on the shot that is greatness from Steven Stamkos, from Nikita Kucherov. Like, they have so many of the biggest pieces still returning, and we haven't even talked about Andrei Vasilevskiy. I didn't even write him down in my notes here because we all just know what this guy comes with. Jeez. And Tampa Bay plays with their neutral zone very uniquely. They play a lot more shut down defensively. They put three people on that blue line. And so the Leafs are really going to have to pick their spots and when to push and when to kind of dump and chase it in. And that's where, if you make the wrong choice and you turn it over, Tampa Bay will make you pay. And that's where I'm thinking it's Tampa Bay. It's not about who has the more skill, who has the more firepower, who's been there and who knows how to manage their cortisol levels better. Probably the team that's been able to make the run the last 2 years.
But on that, and I do want to ask, and this may be a big picture question with the Lightning, and you talked about the championships and year after year contending.
Yeah.
This situation with them, it kind of reminds me of the Warriors when they played Toronto, where Klay Thompson got hurt and KD got hurt. They've played so much hockey in these past couple of years. Do you think fatigue is going to be a problem if they go deeper into the playoffs and try to win another championship?
I mean, it's certainly fatigue is a factor, especially since this is the first full season that they've had that was, like, you know, normally scheduled after the last couple years where they've played a lot of hockey. Like, in 2021, these guys played a lot of hockey. And so it's absolutely a concern. And whenever you have, like, injury proneness, I mean, they won the Cup without Steven Stamkos. They got all the way damn near to the Cup without Nikita Kucherov, or at least put themselves in position to have home ice advantage. And so I think they're one of the teams that are best equipped to deal with that. But then again, it's the chickens are going to come home to roost for them sooner or later as well. I don't think it's going to come against the Toronto Maple Leafs. There's just too much history there, at least for my taste. My goodness, that went by quickly. I didn't even realize just how comprehensive the hockey breakdown.
We
descended into madness, and now we must come back out because we got to preview the week ahead for everyone so they know when to expect us, and we got to get into those couple NFL headlines that have come across our desk this afternoon. Big time news in the Southwest area, and unfortunately for the New Orleans Saints. More into that on the other side of the break. Love for the
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
This show is so much better when I'm in a good mood, guys. Like, I just gotta tell you, like, it is such a necessity for Mezcuddy Monday to be a thing, or just any sort of musical control for me to have. Like, it's just, it's a night and day difference, right, Adrian?
A night and day. I like what you did there, day and night. Yeah, no, it is, and what a pleasant surprise. I perked up like a dog. My ears are happy.
We're happy for you. We are so happy for you. We are so happy for you. We might even give you a couple days off this week, my friend.
Oh, look at me.
I know.
Big time.
This week, guys, it's a little bit different of a schedule for programming for your Playmakers, because it's been a long hockey season. We were at the draft last week, and, you know, technically vacation is legal, and so you're going to take some. Like, you're actively planning to take your family someplace. Do you feel comfortable sharing that, or is that something you like to keep close to the vest in case, you know, people are listening?
No, 100%. I'd like to share it because I didn't know that some of our coworkers are going to be at where I'm at. But so after the show, I'm heading over to Anaheim, California, this little place called Disneyland. I know that KLUC, our sister station, Mix 94.1, they're over there actually broadcasting. I wish I could have known.
Thanks for the invite, guys.
Exactly.
Disney
but
hates
no,
sports, right? Not like they acquired most of this NHL stuff this year, right?
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. Right? And so I have Grogu in the studio, and that's just a taste, Lindsay, of my passion for Star Wars, because on Thursday, it is Wednesday,
oh,
it is May 4th.
Right! So you're going to be there for that!
Yeah, so we're going to the Star Wars after Disney party thingamajigger. My son has his outfit. He'll be a Jedi. So we're very excited to be able to do that. And then I have to – it's a huge game, Lindsay. It's a huge game in the world of baseball. The San Diego Padres taking on the surging 7 wins in a row for the Miami Marlins.
Oh.
They'll be at Petco Park Friday night. I'll be in the building just trying to make sure I cover it. Because look at Miami, man. The Panthers, the Heat, and now the Marlins. It's a big game, and one of us has to be there.
Absolutely.
So, no, I'm getting being able to go to San Diego for the first time. First time being on a beach in years. I went to college in Florida, so I'm used to the beach, but not the West Coast version. So very excited. Some relaxing time, because last week was kind of chaotic in a good way.
Correct.
But we kind of need some rest, you know. My little paws need some rest.
Absolutely. So Wednesday and Thursday, we will be taking the days as a show, essentially, because I can't go on completely without you. I don't want to leave you in the dust. Aww. So we're going to take some time. But we'll be back Friday. Tomorrow we'll have a normal program, other than Adrian will sound like he's in a phone booth because he'll be on the road. But it seems like there hasn't been too much disruption in terms of our conversation, despite you not being in the studio for the first time.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised. You know, something always goes wrong. We are live, you know what I'm saying? So you got to expect the unexpected. Who knows? Mickey Mouse might be in the building with me, because I'll be at the Grand the Grand Californian, super fancy. I'll be in the business. Yeah, I'll be in like the meeting conference room. Thank God they have really fire Wi-Fi, but I'm sorry for some of the people if they're going to be in there and they have to hear my nonsense about how LeBron's better than Michael Jordan.
Hella booty talk tomorrow. Get into. Hella booty talk. I'm just going to say that right now.
No booties at Disney.
We're going to get you kicked out of Disney. That's what we're going to try to do. Or at least we're going to see how quickly you can dance.
I want you to think before the end of the show because in the morning I am going to go into Disneyland for a little bit and then prep myself and get ready for the show. So before the end of the show, I need you to tell me what ride you want me to go on before the show.
I've never even been to Disneyland. I went to Disney World like once when I was 10, and that's been it. Like, I haven't. The amount of severity that the Mouse House is approached with by people who live out here, I've never seen anything like it. I went to college with someone who was like, probably conceived at Disney World. Her parents got married there. I'm like, this is just a different type of lifestyle, people. But you know what?
I'm officially a Disney dad.
Yeah, we're here for it. Well, everybody has their bit. You know, it's a different level of obsession. Unfortunately, I'm a huge fan of, unfortunately for him, I'm a huge fan of Tyrann Mathieu, but I'm not going to be able to continue that because he signed with the Saints today. And I'm super depressed. I'm pissed, actually, because he signed a 3-year, $33 million deal. I think it's like $18 million guaranteed, you know, all-pro safety, champion, was unbelievable career, starred at LSU, so he's from that area, so I can understand why there's a lot of lanes that lead back, but I wasn't ready for this, damn it.
Lindsay, I'm sorry, you
I
know,
hate
they were
the
saying
Saints.
After the... After the draft, he was going to make his decision. And, of course, not only are you upset, but, of course, Raiders fans were
very
excited. Yeah, for the opportunity. But, unfortunately, like you just laid out, 3-year, $33 million contract with $18 million guaranteed. They just didn't have enough money to be able to get anywhere close to that.
I know the Chiefs had a good draft, but you know what? I'm kind of scared for him. And this is someone who picked them to finish probably last place in the AFC West a few weeks ago. I reserve the right to change it, but I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it because I don't like what I'm seeing.
The whole country, and you said we're not going to be on air Wednesday and Thursday. It's a great opportunity for you to check the Odyssey app, because we talked to Trey Wingo over the draft. And, we asked him about the Chiefs, and he was very on board. And some of the people that we talked to throughout the weekend from all different types throughout the entire country and different teams, everyone is like, you still be careful. They're the sleeping bear.
Sure.
They're still the Chiefs. So we'll see.
It's just that everybody else seems to be swimming a little bit faster. And so I'm not really putting the trust in them to finish their laps within the allotted time. But you know what? Crazier things have happened. Like a random news dump today that DeAndre Hopkins is going to be suspended for the first 6 games of the season for violating the league's PED policy. Thank goodness they got Hollywood Brown this weekend. Well, I'm sure we'll find out if they knew about this. I'm sure that they did, because we know that who's the Falcons guy who got suspended for gambling?
Calvin Ridley.
They knew what was going on, and they purposefully didn't trade him for two teams that were looking for his services. And so I'm sure that they knew that this was coming down. But what a disaster.
Yeah, so, and the one thing too, so the DeAndre suspension is final. He can't postpone it. He can't appeal it. He'll serve all 6 games. You know, last year, DeAndre, he missed the final 8 out of 10 games
That's right.
for them. And before this went down on a podcast, the Cardinals general manager over the weekend confirmed that they are going to start the negotiations for Kyler's contract extension. So my man's probably going to get over $40 million.
I don't know about that anymore, because we just traded for quarterback guy's best friend, and you're not doing what you need, what you're supposed to.
Well,
and since he got there, he had just missed two games in his first eight seasons of his career, and it's been nothing but bench time since, really.
Well, the one thing I will say is all this added pressure that he had before this just got elevated, and now he's going to have to take his team on his back and kind of get past this, because, look, thank God they got Hollywood Brown, and now you need A.J. Green to be a dependable source of offense.
He's got to stay healthy.
Staying healthy and at an older age. It's just there's always a lot of drama with the Cardinals lately, and I don't like that. Like, there's always something that's going on with that organization, from the GM getting a DUI to Kyler wanting more money. Yeah, to Kyler wanting more money to now the suspension, and they lost Christian Kirk. They lost Chandler Jones. There
looks
is a
like
lot
everybody's focusing
of production
on what I'm doing rather than what we are trying to do. That's what that sounds like to me.
Yeah, so we'll see. But this is definitely – this is a huge blow to the Cardinals to start the season.
Yeah, and one that will certainly have bearing on the contract negotiations and the future of this team. They've bet a lot of money, a lot of capital on their current build and probably the next couple of years. And so missing that big of a chunk of time is going to put a considerable dent in your reputation and your team's chances of weathering the storms. Not saying it's impossible, but let's just say you got to use those NOS cannons for different parts of the race. But we have a whole nother hour of programming for you, scheduled hockey, NBA, and I don't really know whatever we did this week. And all of this greatness on your way to your ear holes on the other side of break. 11:40 The Bet, we are the Playmakers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.